KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And from Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have the Executive Director, Carla Wilton.
Hi, John. Great to be here again.
Good to have you with us today. All right. The Emmanuel Spirit. Let's get right into it.
Well, this is really exciting for me. It's something that I feel really makes a difference in our organization, and it starts with a culture, you know, and I think that's what I'll talk more about the Emmanuel Spirit specifically in a minute, but I think it's important to talk about culture as a foundation. You know, we have a rich heritage at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. 65 years ago, members of Bethlehem Lutheran decided that we needed another option for seniors in our community, and so they worked to build the Emmanuel Lutheran Home. And out of that faith community really our set of values that today informs our culture started. You know, those faith-based values of kindness and compassion and giving and helpfulness continue to today. And over the years, we've taken that model of those members of Bethlehem Lutheran seeing what the need in the community was to grow our community based in those same values.
Yeah, I remember when all that happened. I was a very young man attending Bethlehem Lutheran Church, and a young boy, I guess you have to say, maybe a rugrat running around there. But I do remember a lot of people talking about that, and at the time I thought, you know, why are you worrying about getting old?
Right.
You know, because at that time, the adults in the church were, you know, they were in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, many of them are residents there at Buffalo Hill Terrace and, of course, at Emmanuel Lutheran Home.
Yeah, for sure. We've seen generations of people, you know, over 60 years where, you know, maybe people's grandparents live there and then them, you know, their parents and now them in some instances. And, you know, I think about 8 or so years ago, as we started to look at growing that campus, wanted to make sure that as we grew, we didn't lose focus of who we had always been. And I remember a meeting where we were talking about our culture, and when the leader said, what is our culture? You know, and it's this feeling we sort of had, but we couldn't put it into words. And so that's when we set out to develop what we called the Emmanuel Spirit. And it's 15 commitments that we make to each other. Whenever we hire someone at Emmanuel, we have them sign off on these 15 commitments. Like the very first one is embracing and value our differences while assuming positive intentions. You know, and I like to talk about, have that picture in your mind of someone that you struggle with, because it's easy to assume positive intentions about the person you like the best and you sort of know their heart.
Yeah.
But it's that person that you struggle with that that we really that these commitments need to have legs for. Yeah.
Well, that's neat. We're going to get into more specifics on the Emmanuel Spirit right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And we have Buffalo Hill Terrace's Executive Director, Carla Wilton. And before we jump further into the Emmanuel Spirit, help us understand your relationship with everything else that happens, because you've got Buffalo Hill Terrace as your main objective.
Right. So Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is our corporate entity. I report to Jason Kronk, who's our chief executive officer, our CEO. And my responsibilities are the new villas, which is the 36 new independent apartment homes that we opened in November and are full today. All 36 of those are full. And then we have 102 apartment homes at Buffalo Hill Terrace. About half of those are independent living and half are assisted living. And then we have 24 memory support suites in the lodge. And so that's my immediate responsibility. And then at Emmanuel Lutheran or at Emmanuel Skilled Care Center, we have the short-term therapy at the retreat and then long-term care at the Skilled Care Center.
So, okay. So now we understand your role in all of this. So talk with us a little bit about the Emmanuel spirit and how you apply that.
Yeah, it's a daily commitment, right? With, you know, when we developed this 8 years ago, we didn't want it to just be a piece of paper or a poster that hung on the walls. I'm sure we've all worked for organizations where, you know, we went in an orientation, they told us what the values were, and you didn't hear about them again, and it didn't inform how they did business. And we really wanted it to be a living, breathing part of our organization. And so those 15 commitments we talk about daily. So I have a stand-up every morning where the department leaders meet together and we just kind of go over what the day looks like. And we finish that meeting every morning talking about one of these 15 commitments and how it applies to our work. In every day, I'm in conversation with leaders as we're making decisions about staffing or policy where we refer. You know, someone will come into my office and say, I'm having a challenge, but I'm assuming positive intentions. Or, you know, we have folks who come in to visit and take a tour, and they talk about there's just a feeling here. And we know that's about this rootedness in our Emmanuel spirit that really affects how people behave.
Can you kind of give us an idea of these 15?
Yeah, you bet. So when we developed them, we knew it would be impossible for our staff to memorize 15. And so we lifted four out that and used the acronym GLAD, that we feel like if in every interaction we use these four, we'll be in a really good place. So G is to greet everyone warmly by name and with a smile. And it's that spirit of noticing, right? It might not be possible to know everyone's name, but that spirit of we all want to be noticed and not rushing by someone in the hallway and saying, hi, how are you? And not staying long enough to hear their response. So really that spirit of noticing people and being present. So again, greet everyone warmly by name and with a smile. L is listen and respond positively in a timely manner. That used to be, we did a first generation of the Emmanuel spirit, and that was about, we talked about communicating effectively. Mm-hmm. What we know is that most of us don't have trouble with the talking part of communication. It's the listening part. And so we really wanted an emphasis on the listening. The A in GLAD is ask, is there anything else I can do for you? And again, that's just that honoring that this interaction is important to me. And before you leave, before we finish this, I want to make sure that I've addressed what you came for, that there's nothing else. And that's with our residents and guests, team members, families. Because oftentimes, you know, in the moment, you sort of forget. You have a list of things and you sort of forget. But if someone takes time to say, is there anything else, you know, is there anything else I can help you with, it triggers. And then finally, the D in GLAD is the details. Really pay attention to them. They matter.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've noticed in the time that I was around, Buffalo Hill Terrace for about 5 years, mm-hmm. a lot. And I noticed that the greetings thing, everybody does it. Not just the staff, but everybody.
Yeah.
They greet each other by name.
Yes.
It's
It is pervasive, and it's so interesting. We have a brand new team member that just started on Monday, and in our executive team meeting this morning, I was asking folks, I told them that I was going to come do this and ask them for input on our culture, what would be important for me to say today. And this new team member said, the thing that I've noticed in the 3 days now that I've been here is that people behave the same way whether someone's watching or not. You know, that when he watched a housekeeper go into a resident room and that resident, they didn't know that he was watching, got the same greeting, the same upbeat attitude as if, you know, that person's supervisor would have been around. And I think that's how you know that it's working, right? When when we don't have to, as leaders, have to be there for our team members to behave in the way that we hope, you know, that we want our culture to be.
See, to me, that is the very definition of integrity.
Yes.
Doing the right thing, even when nobody's looking.
Absolutely. And integrity is actually one of our core values. It's been around for 65 years.
Yeah. Well, Carla Wilton's with us, and we're going to ask her about some of the challenges and opportunities ahead in making sure that this culture not only is implemented, but continues to grow and develop. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
And we have the executive director of Buffalo Hill Terrace, Carla Wilton, with us. And okay, now, it all sounds wonderful, but first of all, how do you implement it? And secondly, how do you grow on this culture?
Yeah, it's a big responsibility, right? I mean, I started by saying that this all started 65 years ago, and all those folks who had this vision 65 years ago aren't part of the organization anymore. And so we do feel the responsibility to continue with growing that same culture that was our creation story. It's really important to have those faith-based values, and it doesn't just happen by accident.
Yeah.
Every organization has a culture, and if you aren't purposeful about creating and growing it, then it grows on its own, and it may not be what you had hoped it was, right? And so we want to continue to be really purposeful about that, and it is about every day talking at all levels about what our values are, what's important, why we do what we do, valuing our employees, respecting our residents, making sure that it isn't, again, just a piece of paper on the wall, but that we're really living and breathing that, as we write policies, we think about what the unintended consequences might be and how that might impact our culture. So it's woven through everything we do and our interactions with people, making sure that as we develop partnerships in the community with other business partners, that that they share our values, that they're going to provide the same level and kind of service that that important. And so it really does affect everything. And it's I think as we get bigger, like with any organization, I was reading this morning Airbnb, as they grew, they had a big influx of investor dollars, and they were sitting down with one of their largest investors and asking him, so what do you want us to pay attention to? Because you've just given us $150 million, I think it was. And he said, don't mess up the culture. And as organizations grow, sometimes they take their eye off what got them success at the beginning. And so even 65 years later, we don't want to mess this up, right? We're here. There were leaders before us, and there's going to be leaders after us. But we want to make sure that we're really good stewards of this that we've been given, and make sure that we continue on in those same values that started 65 years ago.
Well, I can tell you in conversations we've had on this very show with Jason Kronk, your CEO, he's got big plans. He's got some really unique ideas of expanding and growing, not just there on Buffalo
that's
Hill,
right,
but throughout the community. And to have this firm foundation going in, that's going to guarantee your success, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, we're fortunate to have his leadership and his vision. And so those of us that are on his team and supporting that vision, you know, as much as we can do to make sure that these values and this culture going forward, I think it will definitely contribute to the success.
Carla Wilton, as always, thank you for spending time with us, and I like what I'm hearing.
Awesome. Thanks.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.